coming at you from the AO Studio. Order up the numbers game. It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we continue our numbers game by ordering up the best players to have ever worn number six. lots to choose from. But we're only taking the top five. Who are your top five sixes from 5 to 1D?
This was harder than I thought it was going to be. There were a lot of players that I initially thought of that made my list, and then after doing some research, I had to take them off.
Wow.
But this was an interesting one. So I'll start off with number five. Number five, we got Stan the Man, Stan Musial. Three-time MVP, three-time World Series, 7 times batting title. 2-time player of the year, 24-time All-Star, my man. And batting average .331 for his career. Stan the Man Musial played for the St. Louis Cardinals. That's my number five. At number four, I've got Al Kaline. Mr. Tiger, right? Hall of Famer, 18-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glove winner. Won a World Series, but he's Mr. Tiger. So I got Al Kaline from the Detroit Tigers. Number three, I've got Julius the Dr. Irving.
Oof. Yeah.
Hall of Famer. I got to meet him. He signed a ball for me. Awesome guy from East Meadow. 75th anniversary team. Take a drink. And I texted you today, Manu Ginobili, not on the 75th anniversary team. Are you kidding me?
That's ridiculous.
Are you kidding me? 1983 NBA champ, 2-time ABA champ, 7-time All-NBA, 5-time All-ABA, 4-time MVP, 2-time All-Star MVP. That's not easy. Rookie of the Year. I mean, the list goes on and on. He's Julius the Dr. Irving. And my number two will be LeBron James, wearing number six. He wore number six with the Heat. He wears number six with the Lakers. I got to see him wear number six with the Heat when he was part of the Monstars, as I like to call them. he's one of the best basketball players ever. NBA 75th anniversary team.
Take a drink.
21-time All-Star, 4-time NBA champ. Oddly enough, He's won the MVP 4 times, which is deservedly so. 6-time All Defensive Team, Rookie of the Year. I mean, this goes on. LeBron James is great. And number one, probably your number one too. It's hard to not make him number one, but it's Bill Russell, right? 11-time NBA champ. There just wasn't an answer for 6'10", 215 pounds, in the 60s. So 5-time MVP, 11-time All-Star, 11-time NBA champ. I said that already. 75th anniversary team, take a drink. So yeah, Bill Russell's my guy. What do you got, Z?
I mean, we're going to have a lot of overlap on this list.
Oh, but I would like to say, hold on. I do have three runners up that I'd like to mention. And the first one I would say is Eddie Jones. I was a big fan of Eddie Jones wearing number six. He wore that with the Heat and the Lakers. Bobby Cox. He wore it as a manager. And probably the best manager in Braves history. Joe Torre also wore it as a manager. Won 5 championships. Well, 4 championships. 4 championships in the Bronx. Those are my honorable mention. I know. But Jay Cutler also wore number six. Not the greatest player in the world, but he was an awesome. He could really throw the ball. Awesome passer. So I cede the rest of my time to you.
I don't think you could put Uncle Rico on this list. Like, I really don't think that you could do that. You know, like, he does, he's got a cannon for an arm. Good, you know, good for you, Jay Cutler. But no. No, 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 no. It's like trying to put Baker Mayfield on. No. No.
The Bake Show.
Like, as good as Baker Mayfield is, no. Absolutely not. It's surprisingly a thin number. Like, it's kind of odd. Like, you know, I was trying to like find football players, and it's like you're running into Jay Cutler. I'm like, no, no, it's definitely more of a basketball player's number. Yeah, it absolutely is. So that being said, like there's still a good amount of overlap in other sports. I'm going to start with Al Kaline. Like, I'm with you on Al Kaline. So, you're looking at Hall of Famer, 18-time All-Star, 1968 World Series champ, 10 times Gold Glove, batting title, Clemente Award winner, 399 homers, 297 ribbies, excuse me, 297 batting average. Your WAR, if you're into that thing, is 92.7. 92.7, that's a radio station. That's pretty darn impressive. Al Kaline is number 5 for me. Number 4, I got a soft spot for Joe Torre. I do. I do. Not just as a player, but also as a manager. Because Joe Torre did win an MVP as a manager, and he wore an MVP as a player. Won a batting title, he was a 9-time All-Star, he was a Gold Glove winner. But that's what he did as a player. As a manager, where he wore number 6, this is where you can kind of like skirt the line a little bit. Because as good of a player as he was, as a manager, that's where he really kind of took it home by bringing the Yankees out of the darkness and leading them to the dynasty of the late 90s. So, Clueless Joe, yeah, he's not so clueless. Like, sorry. I hate to break it to you. He's not. Number 3, I gotta go with Stan Musial. 475 homers, 331 batting average. You ready for this WAR? 128.6. 128 games better than his replacement. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. Hall of Famer, 3-time MVP, 24-time All-Star, 3-time World Series champ, 7-time batting champion, and 2-time Major League Player of the Year. Would probably be on the NBA 75th anniversary team. Take a drink. Number 2, you got to go with the doctor, the good doctor, Julius the Doctor Irving. Averaged 24-9-4 for his career. The superlatives are through the roof, right? Not just what he did in the ABA, what he did in the NBA. His resume speaks for itself, but the doctor was in. 100%. The doctor was in. And number 1. Yeah, was there any doubt? No. No, of course there wasn't. That would be Mr. Celtic himself, Bill Russell. Not just what he did in college either at San Francisco. He continued that into the pros. 11-time NBA champ, 12-time All-Star, 11-time All-NBA. Come on. Come on. Only averaged 15 points for his career, but it was the rebounds. He averaged 23 rebounds. That's absurd. That's absolutely crazy. But it's to be expected. That was normal for Bill Russell. And he is what we like to call a game changer. And there will be nobody else like Bill Russell. Those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutpodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutdnz and let us know who the greatest number six was, in your opinion. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we're on to lucky number seven. Solid. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.